Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast in not how men speak, but how friends speak.
Nailed it.
I'm joined today with Mark and Danny. Go ahead and introduce yourself, fellas.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Danny.
And I, as always, am Fez. And it's been a minute since we've all gotten together. This is kind of awesome.
It's kind of crazy how long it's been.
Yeah, it feels like it hasn't been that long, but it's like a month ago.
It is a month ago. It feels, Damn. Yeah. A whole motherfucking month. Damn!
How'd you guys' recording go?
It was chill. It seemed like it was like all the beginning of the podcast. That's what it felt like.
Yeah,
really? It was. You never got into it? You just kind of caught back up?
I'd say like it was like that bullshitting portion before he says the intro, but just the whole thing. But then we got into shit. We got into some shit. We talked about... I forget the last thing we talked about that was super serious or not serious, but just like,
we swapped prison stories.
We did do that. That sounds like you were joking, but we did.
Yeah. 100%. We were fucking,
nice.
we got into all kinds of crazy stuff. So it was cool. It was cool. So,
oh, we talked about socialization and fucking trans and shit.
Yeah. We talked about trends? That.
Or trans.
Trans, like in sports and shit.
Yeah, like talk about like women in trans females in sports.
Yeah,
that swimmer.
Yeah, that one. That. Okay. So I don't, you know, like I said, you guys know me. I haven't been keeping track of anything, but one thing that's popped up and you can't avoid it is the Will Smith slap of Chris Rock. I don't think we should spend a lot of time because it's everywhere.
Fuck yeah, but I don't want to talk about that much.
Yeah, me I don't want to talk about it much, but like just a little bit of thoughts. What like. Right or wrong? Do you think Will Smith was
I think who cares? A dude smacked another dude and it's between the two of them. Like why the fuck is everybody else talking about it?
Thank you. Well, it's because it was nationally televised. I think that's
right. But even then it's like, dude, who actually cares?
Because
the dude said some shit, another man slapped him. If Chris Rock wanted to do something about it, he'd have done something about it. Like
that's true.
That.
I watch MMA all the time and those motherfuckers slap each other all the time in a face.
Right.
Like, it's like there's like full on fights all the time. So it's not like this is out of the human experience.
It's not out of the human experience.
Can I just be the dummy in the group? I didn't realize what was alopecia?
Yeah, alopecia.
I did not realize that that's what Jada Pinkett had. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, sorry, my music just turned on randomly.
I didn't know that cheating caused alopecia. Oh man, that's
great.
Terrible.
That's a bar. Alopecia sounds like something you could put on a sandwich.
Was it one of you guys that sent me the Ricky Gervais thing?
Oh,
he just tells everybody to shut their fucking mouth.
No, or he said I would have talked.
Asked him. Yeah.
Go ahead. You said.
No, that was you.
No, he said if I was there, I wouldn't talk about a man's wife. I would have talked about her boyfriend.
Oh my fucking god, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's good.
Yeah. You know,
Jada is really the villain.
She is. Here's the thing too. Like everybody and I know I don't want to get into Kanye, but I gotta get into Kanye.
Wow. Went fast. I didn't think it was gonna go that quickly. We were gonna
this is a new record of getting into Kanye, but everyone talks about how he reacts. Like this is what I want to say about like the Hollywood fakeness. Will Smith was laughing about the joke because he feels like he has to laugh when he's being made fun of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, when they saw Jada's face, I was like, he probably was already fucking annoyed. And he
what?
Just decided.
So you know, wait, you think he laughed because he has to laugh and get made fun of, or was he laughing because the joke was funny?
The joke wasn't funny. So first off, the G.I. Jane 2, she's bald. Like, Chris Rock wasn't that funny in that. That wasn't even a good joke. It would have even made me laugh. That was an obligation of laughter, I felt like. Did you think that was funny?
I mean, look, I don't think most of those Oscar jokes are funny.
That's what I'm saying. That's all these people are actors acting like it's a good show. It's a terrible show. That's why nobody watches it. The Oscars are a terrible show, and they have a room full of actors pretending like it's a great time. And it's not, it's terrible. And the jokes are terrible. So that's what I'm saying. Like he was over there acting. He's like, you know what? I'm going to be pissed instead. I'm actually going to like act on my actual emotions, which nobody does. And that's why I say Kanye is so reviled in Celebrity because he doesn't like to pretend.
But I don't think his... Okay, well, now we're into it. We're talking about it. Here we go. I didn't even want to go here. I think that, like, he got... I think it's, like, he's caught in between the fact that fucking Jada has been, like, spinning narratives for the last year on, like, I still have a feeling for Tupac. I fucked our son's friend. You fuck with me like a girl, you know? All these things that he's been saying, like, just getting roasted, becoming the Jordan meme for the last year, us roasting the fuck out of him. And he finally was like, somebody's getting hurt for this, and it just happened to be Chris Rock. I don't think it had anything to do, really, with the Chris Rock joke.
No, I agree with that. I don't think it had anything to do. I think it had a lot more to do with his relationship and his life.
And his wife, who fucking really be talking a bunch of shit on fucking line, you know?
Yeah. Hold up a second. Daddy, what's going on in your background? Okay, just stop.
It was my car.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is everything good now?
I don't know.
You sound sad. You sound like I just beat
honestly,
you.
I can't fucking figure it out. It's been in and out the whole time. Onto the, yeah.
Just
it's
turn
just
off.
Annoying. I'm trying to figure out how to turn off my fucking car, man.
No. Just take, go to your Bluetooth settings, click on the little I, and put forget this device. You have an iPhone, right? Danny, do you got an iPhone? It's not a trick question.
I forgot it.
So, in
more important news, I just ran out of Tide Pods, guys.
Damn it! How many did you eat?
Huh? This is the 20% more packs, man. There was 51 packs.
So you're full.
51. There was 25 loads in this thing. Damn. So I've done 25 loads. This is the last one. Why the fuck is there 51 packs in here? Why is it not 52? I need two? Ty?
I mean, we know this is Biden's fault.
Yep. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. We know that when Trump was in office, there was at least 53 packs.
Damn, it would have been if they were saying like "Let's go, Brandon," they would have had to scream. If they were saying "Let's go, Brandon" during Obama's time, they would have had to say "Fuck your mama."
Yeah, you know what's really funny? So I gotta tell you, my brother almost got beat up.
Oh, they could have said, "We don't want no drama." Okay, go ahead. I'm done.
Ramon, I'll go ahead and tell his story for him. He went to a casino, and it was in, you know, the Midwest, right? Trump's people, right?
Uh huh.
And to mess with both sides, he didn't say "Let's go, Brandon." He said "Let's go, Biden," and he was cheering it. So both people hated him.
That's hilarious.
So like, "Let's go, Biden." So the one side's like he's cheering for Biden. The other side is like, "I know that means fuck you, Biden." So nobody was happy with him. And it's the best because it's like, I don't know what he means by that. So he's over there clapping.
He's trolling everybody.
He is a troll. My brother is a troll. And I fucking love it. He makes me happy when I get to hear his in real life trolling stories.
It's badass.
Yeah, so. But no, I, you're right. Jada, she even looks like a villain. She really does look like a bad person.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
interesting thing. It was like a break in the Matrix. It's like, can't believe it fucking happened. But quite frankly, I'm done talking about it.
Yeah,
they're fucking all lame. I don't know these people individually. All we can do is look from the outside, and it's all trash. Everybody's a shitty person. fuck them all.
So, and I'll say this too. Like, and I don't mean to insult him, but like, I was like, oh yeah, you know, Chris Rock happened. Let me go back and watch some of his older stuff. And I was like, I wasn't too impressed with some of his older stuff. Now it could be that it's like all of his old comedic work has been like, you know,
dated.
Yeah, it's dated, but I can watch dated comedy and still think it's funny, but I just didn't. It wasn't.
I listened to Chris Rock before the quarantine. I listened to him a lot. And I had this one clip of him. Like, I just saved it to my things and it would come on in between other songs. And it was him saying, "What's up with all this weave?" Right? And everyone starts going bananas. All he says is, He says, it's a lot of weave around here. And the crowd is like, ah! And they're screaming. And all he did was say, it's a lot of weave. And the fact that everyone was so fucking dumb in the 90s, and it was so happy, and the dollar was a lot, we could sit and laugh at stupid ass shit. And it's like, was anybody that great? Are any of our idols really that fire? Or this is our first time just seeing this level of talent? I wonder, you know?
Yeah, I think that you look at Richard Pryor jokes from the 70s and those things are still fucking funny to me.
Okay, that's true.
And so I just think that I think a lot of it was just it was kind of like to me like the Jeselnik. No one had heard somebody being that like that out there. That
Now I did listen to other things, and Chris Rock says some brilliant fucking things.
He does. Yes, but I think a lot of his jokes though aren't as good as I remember them.
Right,
and that's there's like I said, there's certain things that just keep making me laugh. You know, even later on, like even like Chappelle stuff or Dave Attell. I can put on a Dave Attell album and fucking still laugh my fucking ass off.
Yeah, hard,
because he's embracing this character of like this awful thing, you know. There's still one of it, you know, one of his jokes that it still makes me laugh because it could not, or it could still make like, you know, people laugh. But it's like he's like, yeah, I was having sex doggy style. He's like, I didn't want to. That's just how she passed out. Thanks, slow gas leak. And it's just like, oh my god, there's so many layers of how awful that is. And it's like, God, it still fucking makes me laugh. Like he's just puts layers of terrible in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You say some know what I'm saying sometime before I really get a chance to know, before I know what you're saying.
I asked that question before you really want to answer that question.
I'm like, I know, but I don't agree on a core level. Okay. I know.
That's
but,
me. I'm
but
taking
I think
the
about Bernie Mac, dude. Bernie Mac tells a joke about fucking his wife while she's asleep or fucking her awake. I guess he tells it, which is such a weird way to twist it, but like he like tells a story where he's like slowly waking her up with his, and then like, and I'm like, what? What?
Did we get past the part of consent here?
I don't know if this is okay. And everyone, and if he was still alive, that wouldn't have went over well for him.
No.
Yeah.
Especially in 10 more years when they dig it up again.
Exactly. So I always think like, whoa, that's a, y'all was laughing at that and cracking up. It's always crazy when you see the women there too, dying laughing. I think about all the shit and how now I'm not trying to go on this route, but like there were women alive during all these times. And like those women of those times were signing off on the shit. Like, I'm sorry, but white women acting like it's been white men's fault this whole time. You were there enjoying slavery too. That's not awesome. Bitch, you was married to the slave man.
Sorry, that took a turn that I did not expect. I thought we were going to talk about the 80s and 90s.
No, I'm talking about it all. The 70s.
The 70s. Slavery was in the 70s. You're talking about the 1770s.
Okay, yeah, 1870s. I mean, true, even though they were still. I'm still talking about
all that. It's a great point. Like, there's, this whole thing, like, only a few people have power, so everybody is abdicated from responsibility. It's like, fuck no, everybody's responsible.
Yes.
It's a societal responsibility. Are you part of society? Yes, you're fucking responsible too.
You were in on it, baby boo. Yeah, man, it seems like nobody is talking about Ukraine no more.
We're over it.
Yeah. I don't think I mean, you guys know, I was never in it. I was over it before it ever started. After, like I said, the whole Afghanistan thing, it's like, shame on the president. It's like, well, then shame on this president. Shame on every president that gets attacked. You know, right. if that's our stance, is shame on everyone.
Shame. Shame.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to get fucking little bean bags that say shame and just throw them at people on the sidewalk.
Ooh, getting shame bagged?
It's shame bagged. But shame. Wow.
That's real close to tea bags.
I was going to say. That's
some people like.
Assault.
Some people lean into it with their chin.
Some people are like, oh, no. And then they like put their chin up. You little dirty bitch.
Oh, man.
I want to know about Mark's road trip back.
Oh, we talked about that.
Okay.
And Mark was not pleased.
Windshield wipers and the headlights?
No, no, no. The car wasn't even a problem. Now, look, we did go from Eugene.
Just so you know, not one complaint or it was talked about the car. So basically, the car working and not talking about the car at all basically means that there was never an issue.
The car is awesome. The car is great. Now, wait. Before I say, there was a part when we were driving from Eugene to the one, because we had to like take that the 26 over, and I didn't know how that was about to be. And we drove through there, and it was started raining and got super dark. And that's when I learned. And that's when I learned about the windshield wiper and the lights.
Yeah, bro, I should have. Like, I gave you all the other information about it. Left off the critical details.
Yo,
like,
he's
going to LA. He's not gonna have to worry about. Yeah,
those curves were insane with that, and I didn't even drive it. Spencer drove it.
Really?
Yes. So there was just some flip backs. Where it was just fucking straight dark, and there would be a car coming, and our lights were not. So we just had brights on, but the brights are not even that high. I mean, they work.
It's not enough. Yeah, people don't even flash you.
They're not even. It's not even hurting their feelings.
I leave it on 24/7.
Hilarious. So that was a funny ass moment. Like, yo. So that was that. Then we got all the way to that first day. We got to Crescent City, so we got to the tip of California that first night of driving.
Damn.
Just the tip of California.
Yeah.
Just the tip. Because California's got a long old state. That's a long old dong.
It is a long donger.
It is. So we got to the tip of it. And then from there, we made it to San Francisco. First off, we only took 2 days. I mean, like, we spent that night, that first night, and then we just made it back home that next day. But getting from Crescent City down to San Francisco took probably like a solid 8 hours. And they drove that. They switched back and forth. There was some annoyance. Really, dude, I only filled up maybe 4 times the whole trip.
Yeah. Lupita's great, man.
It was badass.
Oh, man, that makes me happy. Plus, I had a lot of fun when you guys came out. I know we went a little too hard too quick, but.
You got us fucked up, dude. Too fast.
What do you mean?
I didn't even smoke like that. You got them fucked up fast as shit. I'm happy I didn't smoke that weed. I would have went to sleep too.
They got them fucked up that fast.
I don't think they expected to hit those vapes like that. No one was expecting to hit dabs that hard.
He sounded thrilled. He was like, oh yeah, fire it up.
We should have went to the pier. I don't care how touristy it was. We should have went there. We definitely should have done the lame shit, got us some seafood, saw some pretty white girls, and then came home and got fucked up. No, not even the girls, but at least ate some cool food. But that's he's neither here nor there. It wasn't a bad thing. It was great seeing you. We laughed a bunch, had fun. My annoyance was riding back, and just it was like a situation where you and your homie, it's three of you guys, and they like put you in. You're in responsibility of everything somehow, so everything that goes right is they don't give a fuck. They don't give you props for, but everything that goes wrong is your fault, even though you were asleep for it. You know,
like we
ran out of gas, and they were like, "Hey, Mark, dude, what the fuck?
Wait, you ran out of gas?
No, we didn't run out of gas. Like the gas light was on, and they were about to go. We were about to go do something super." Like into a mountain, and they're like, it's gonna be your fault if we run out. I'm like, I'm waking up. Why didn't you grown men go stop and get gas?
They were smoking the whole way, huh?
Dude, they were smoking, but that's just their personalities in some ways of just like, oh no, I want to do stuff, but I don't want to be in charge of it. It's like a fear of like being wrong or taking a chance or whatever. I don't know what it is,
That makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be the one that like fucks something up.
But don't have a problem making a mistake because if I'm in a new place, I got us to this new experience. Okay, some things went wrong. Okay, cool. But I got us to this spot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how is it anybody else's responsibility. Like, you know, like your own level of fun should never be someone else's responsibility.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Like, if you're having a bad time, that's on you. Or the time sucks. And guess what? You guys can just leave.
I remember my grandma used to say that when I was a kid. She, only boring people get bored. And I'm like, fuck, that's such a jab at me.
Wow, what
that's
a fucking...
such a fucking awesome saying.
Right?
Such a jab. When you look at it that way, you're like, fuck, you're right. I could change this. I'm just being lazy.
It's just like, so before you complain, right? It's your fault.
That's like,
exactly. That's nobody else's fault but you.
That's like this podcast. Like, it's like when people are like, well, what do you guys do? It's like, we just talk. It's just three people talking. I'm like, yeah, but we have a lot of fun. Like, you guys, how's it fun? It's like, I don't fucking know.
You have to listen, bitch, from this point forward.
Yeah, it's like, fucking listen. Listen to three people talking shit to each other.
But there's a lot of niches out there. A lot of niches, you know, you can do your own commentary or listen with, which I do want to do at some point. Fucking just play a movie and do my own commentary, roast the fuck out of it. That's just fun.
I'd like to do that with you.
I would like you guys to shit on movies that I think I beloved.
Yeah,
because
really?
I want to take things that are sacred for me and just fucking destroy them.
Well, let's start. Fed, give us something.
We might as well
start it here.
Like you got to watch the movie and shit on it. But you guys know The Princess Bride is one of my favorites. The Godfather. Let's see what else movies I really fucking love.
And it doesn't have to be shitting on it. It could just be talking during and pointing out funny things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just pointing out what things that I enjoy. Like, why would that ever happen?
Okay, yes.
Let's talk about most of Hollywood movies. Like, if you really think about it, like, well, why did they even keep going? Like, well, that was the motivation of this character. It's like, yeah, but at some point the character's like, I love her, but she ain't fucking worth this much.
Right.
Or I like movies when you realize, like, if you didn't walk in and know that people were going to be dying and you see somebody die, you're like, oh my, this is the type of movie. And then everyone just moves on to the next thing. And then a lot of people start dying. It's like, if this really happened in real life, like if someone, like Final Destination, after the first bogus ass death, it would just be insane. But then they just calm down, or like a few months pass and everyone's chill. No one's like shaking or in an insane asylum. I don't know, man.
That's true. It's like, 3 weeks later, after like some psycho killer was on the loose and half of your friends, and you're like, 3 weeks later, like, that was crazy, huh?
Exactly.
Like, bitch, it was young crazy.
Or the boyfriend or her new boyfriend, after her boyfriend just got, you know, murdered. It's just like, you gotta move on from him.
Yeah,
like, forget about it.
He got cut in half.
Or like a John Wick, like where he like fights everybody, like, why don't they just stand back and shoot him? Like, I don't understand how they can't shoot him from right next to him.
That shit is insane. Why do y'all wait to get up to him to get punched every time?
It's like, let me run up with my gun to shoot you. It's like, whoa, just shoot?
Well, the common sense filming the movies would end quick.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
It'd be like, hey, I want this bitch dead. You'd wait for him outside of his house, shoot him one time, and he'd be dead. And then you have a 10-minute movie. Like,
or why does the sniper have to be like 3 miles away? Like, 200 yards is good. That's a snipe. You're dead. Yeah. You don't know where that shot came from. It's over. You know what I'm saying? It's wild things that just don't make sense. I love a movie that intentionally doesn't make sense. Like that one where it's like, if you twist your wrist, you curve the bullet. I'm like, I can get behind this. This is stupid from the beginning. You're not trying to make me believe any of this movie.
That movie called?
Oh, I
Wanted.
Wanted. That's right. God. Good callback. That was fantastic. Like, I cannot recall that at all. Yeah, the Angelina Jolie and the guy that is Magneto. Not Magneto. What the hell is he? He's
Professor X.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good actor. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like that that movie he did where he was the crazy person.
Split.
It was with the Samuel L. Jackson, Mr. Glass thing.
Split. Wait, it was a split?
Oh, yeah. No, was it Split? Yeah, I think it might have been called Split, but I think the first one was...
The glass thing and then him being a whole bunch of different characters is two different things.
Well, no, there's, well, one of them was that where he's like in the movie and becomes that crazy thing. And the second one is where it's like Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, and then him as these like superheroes in that world. James McAvoy.
Wait. Okay. The movie Split is just him and he has 23 personalities. You're telling me there's a second one with Samuel Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah, remember at the end he becomes like, he's like crawling up walls?
No, that's Glass.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, these movies are connected?
Yes.
Is Glass a sequel to Split?
Well, it's an introduction of a character.
Oh, the film is a crossover and sequel to the previous films Unbreakable and Split. Wow. Yes,
thank you. That's what it
is. Wow. Hey, bro, good for you, man. That was that, you know, I tried to say it like I'm the one that came up with it.
Well, you were like, the thing about it is you didn't know what I was talking about. You were unbelieving and you figured it out. And you're like, oh yeah, that's what it is. So good. You figured it out.
Yeah, that's fucking interesting.
I'll be honest, I got dropped, so I don't even know what you guys are talking about, but I'm glad you guys figured it out.
Yeah, we got to the bottom of it.
We did, right. We made the world a better place.
Good.
You know, everything he looked at, he just built back better America. So Mark just did that. All on his
own. What a great dude.
Yeah, he did it.
I'm running for fucking president.
Mark did it. Even better.
Yeah, of course. Why is Mark doing it even better? Why is it? Is that some sort of racist? Is this a dog whistle?
Well, didn't you say building black better?
No, I said build back better.
No, I'm saying didn't Sleepy Joe say that?
Build black better?
Yeah, he kept like bumbling over his words or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could assume he said that because he right. does bumble you over.
Assume you, he bumbles.
You could say at this point.
What's gas where you guys are?
Just under
4:59.
Bro, gas near my house is fucking 6:67, and it's 6:67, 6:37, and one is in at 7. But that's across the street from the Beverly Center. I think they're just cranking their shit up. But one is $7. It's insanity. But it's six. It's averaging 6:40 in the city.
I pay.
And if you're up in like north, if you're up in the valley or something, you can get 560 somewhere. But yeah, and that's why Lupita is such a dream, boy. I don't fill up for like a week and a half, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like she's very fuel efficient. It's comfortable enough. Like she's a little loud, but
she ain't even loud. I got the USB thing in there. I'm
saying
it's like she's louder than that compared to a Tesla. Yeah, but
yeah, that's true.
Like compared to a Tesla, everything is a rocket ship.
I paid $20 to fill like 260 miles. And that's at the charging station, which is more expensive than doing it at home. So I'm like, that's not that bad. Basically, I pay $1 per 10 miles, roughly. I mean, a little more than that, but I mean, I pay less than that, but get more than that.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. Another friend of mine got a used Tesla recently. Because they're on the market now and they're fucking giving like they're not giving them away, but there's sick ass deals on them to get them out, especially because there's a car shortage and shit. It doesn't make sense, but like why would they give a deal because there's a car shortage? But there is.
I was gonna say they've been going up out here.
No, there's like deals that I forget what they're doing. I think it's like still the same price, but they're throwing in the supercharge and internet. I think that's what it is.
Oh, free supercharger and all that shit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But so it's fucking cool, man. When I sat in yours, that shit was fly, bro.
Dude, we actually like, what was with the one night? Were you hotboxing in the car? No, you weren't there. With the dude screaming at the person in the parking lot?
No.
Okay. We won't even talk about it then. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Like, especially driving from the airport. I was like, all right. Let's go fast.
Let's go fast, and instantly we were going fast.
Dude, it was kind of nuts, but it was also a shit ton of fun, man. And then, I mean, your boys, like, they were It was a fun time, man.
Yeah, they were fun. That was fun. Laughing, fucking talking loud. Those homies laughing loud as fuck at that restaurant like that.
Right. Everybody just like staring at us everywhere we went.
Mark's voice got a little higher. We said, yeah, it was fun. Like
that part was fun. That part was fun when we first got there. The bad part didn't happen. The annoying part didn't happen literally until San Francisco, and they just were, it was repetitive. First off, there was like a whole, like, there was like a, there's this point where there's like, I'm not pissed. I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna stop like going back and forth with y'all because we're arguing about dumbass shit at this point. Like, we're just doing this nitpicky, snarky thing. So now just, okay, cool. And then I just do like that. And they're like, Mark, you mad? Mark, mad, man. Mark, you ain't gotta get mad. Mark,
right,
man.
To try and make you mad.
And so then I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Maybe that's what it is. Probably that. But now I'm like, nah, man, I'm just chill. I'm actually chilling, bro. I'm just not gonna keep going back. They're like, no, dude, you're not being chill, man. You're being pissed. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I just sit quiet. And then we were quiet for 5 hours until I dropped them off. That was the end of the trip. It was just like, really? What? You guys don't, if I stop interacting, then y'all could just keep a conversation going and then we could start it back up. But no, y'all were like, I don't know, man. That was a whole thing. And maybe I'm being a prick. Maybe I'm an asshole here. I don't know. I
mean, who knows, right? Sometimes it's us. Sometimes, like, I mean, I'm sure everybody's responsible.
Yeah.
At the end of it, you just drove 2 days straight.
So. In a car, right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think anybody's, like, fucking thrilled at that point.
Yes. So then that's maybe it. I fucking went and saw Tyler, the Creator, on Thursday. Can I talk about this for a second?
Absolutely.
I have a no Tyler the Creator policy, and it's because I went to one of his concerts and he fingered my butthole. So,
wow, that jumped. That escalated.
Yeah, but you would be pro Tyler the Creator if he fingered your butthole because he would probably do a great job.
I mean, if he put as much effort as he does into his music, but you know, to be honest with you, he doesn't.
He's pretty lazy. He's a lazy butthole fingerer.
Yeah, he. Let's just say
I expected better.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even start with the pinky. He just went right in with a thumb. I mean,
I would say
that?
He did a remix of Ice Cube's No Vaseline. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, go for it, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it was at the Staples Center, the Crypto.com arena now. Okay. He goes there. Mind you, he's from LA. Sells it out. Okay. Now he does it with Tizo Touchdown. I don't know if you know who that is. A lot of people don't. Vince Staples, Kali Uchis, who is a pop singer. A lot of girls love her. Pop, like, I would say she's like two steps down from fucking Doja Cat or something. Huge out here. So we see all of them perform. Tizo Touchdown kills it. Vince Staples was a kind of a lull of energy. Kali Uchis was high up again. He gets out. Okay. So there's like a little calm moment. We're in a stadium. First of all, me and my girlfriend got seats. Seats were like little as shit, like crammed, and you can't even relax. Our friend, both our friends, who's a fucking lawyer and a comedian as well, he's a lawyer and they have a fucking skybox. So he says, yo, I'm here. Y'all want to come up here? We go up to the skybox, right? So it's a fucking, there's seats and there's a little fucking room and there's a table way more open. All right. Tyler builds up, this dude built up a house. He has the front of a house that's like all like, you know how Wes Anderson's shit kind of looks in the front? Like it's like almost like a diorama. Like it's so beautiful, it's picturesque and perfect. It's like powder blue. Then he has whatever, I won't even say that part. Then down in the middle, down like far to the right, if you're looking at it from the way we were, is a fucking whole little like square of desert. Like it's like got it like a walkway through it, but a bunch of like tumbleweed-esque type like grassery. And that's like separate. So you're like, how the fuck is he gonna get in between it? Comes out, performs a fucking 1937 Wraith lifts up. He comes, steps out of that bitch and starts rapping. He goes all on the house of shit. Okay. He's already performing songs you love off an album. He gets on a boat and raps on a boat and the boat takes him to the other part. And he starts rapping there, tells the whole story, comes back and fucking goes crazy. The Wraith disappears, a piano comes up, he starts playing up a piano and then just fucking spazzes. It's like I know what it must have it, like so to watch Prince. Huh?
Your description sounds like somebody trying to explain a dream.
It's a fever dream, dude.
That's what it sounds like. The house is there, and then disappears, and then there's a boat with a piano. It's
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
And all I remember was there was a car, and then he's on a boat, but then he's here.
Exactly. Cool. He's moving different places. Like, he got transported on a boat to another place in the center of the Staples Center. And it's, like, in between the crowd. I'll send you guys a video of it because I have film of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Everything is – the lights are perfect. And I mean, like, set a whole scene. The house has different lights shot at it, and it has lights within it that change change the whole scene. The background is a moving background that shows, like, trees and, like, the moon, or it's snowing. So that changes the whole lighting of everything. So you're in different stages of, like, a intense play of things moving while it's going on. And it's, like, a movie, dude. When the camera shot at him and the thing is that, you get a shot of him and he's talking, and it's like, this feels like a scene in a fucking... It's brilliant, and it's one of the highest, like, it's up at a high level of, like, production, and it's insane. And you walked out like, that was an amazing show. Like, that motherfucker did everything. It feels like that. And it's like, it's sad, and it gets intense and hype, then it gets angry, then it goes back to classy and nice and smooth, then, like, man, it was nuts. And you know, just proud of a motherfucker that I don't even know. Like, you came so far. He's like my age. It's just like, also like, damn, I haven't done nothing in my life. You fucking, damn, you went crazy. And it's just badass, man. It's also great to be a part of, like, fucking, like, I don't know, this part of culture, I guess, and art and, like, skateboarding and music and all this shit coming together. It's just badass. Things are just fucking... I was inspired. And that's the end of that. That's what I'll say. It was sick.
I'm glad you had a good time, man.
And it was on Amazon Prime, so you guys can fucking watch it. They put it all on Amazon Prime, so it's shot. So if you want to, you can go see the whole thing.
How many monies did you drop on it?
$245 for my ticket.
Did I get it for free?
I got the Skybox for free, but it was $245 for the ticket.
No, I'm talking about I get to watch it for free at least. So.
Oh, you get to watch it for free. Yes. And you'll probably be dancing. I mean, will it be to the same level as me? Probably. I don't know, because you probably got better seats because they have the camera right at his ball sack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I mean, I probably will be dancing.
Man, that shit was...
I don't know. I just...
He's not my favorite. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Tyler Crane, there's a couple songs I like, but I just, watching a concert on TV versus being at a concert, it's like,
what's the point even?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want the energy, and you don't get that energy off of, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
but this is like, I don't know what else you would watch. I'm saying it is comparable to watching,
Was it better than your experience at the Kanye one? Because you were stoked on that one, too.
Is the question. Because I don't know. To be honest. Time
reactions for both.
Look, this is what I'll say. Kanye came out. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but just like, I'll say that's from childhood. And so, like, I was able to sing word for word everything. But there's people that sing word for word everything in Tyler, and they were singing everything word for word. What's crazy is they weren't singing everything word for Drake. But Drake did songs that we don't even know that well. He did, like, new songs, and it was like, we don't know these, nigga. Give us the hits. Give us Passion Fruit. Give us, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if Drake went back-to-back with Kanye with hits, we all would have been screaming. Also, that was a Coliseum. So had we been screaming and it was cold outside, that would Staples Center was inside. But I'm saying it was gorgeous, but also that shit was like a movie. It's two different things. And like, I was walking out like, I don't know which one is better, to be honest. I love all three of them.
So I think what you just described would be the best concert ever, to have like a battle between two people. And like, it's kind of like, it would be kind of like a game of spades in which you're like, okay, this card is going to get it to that level. And if they did that with song for song between two, like, amazing artists, I think that, like, because they would just keep amping up the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, and right. So at the center of the Coliseum was this
oblong shape.
Yeah, that lit up, and then there was smoke and lights going around it that made scenes that looked like they were standing on the ocean, or that they were looking at, because it just, or they were looking on Mars, or all these weird things as the songs were going. So it, that was visually insane, and you're hearing songs that you've heard your entire life, and everyone in the stadium is singing them with you. So, and word for word, like, we can hear everyone's word clearly. It was insane. So, which I don't know who. Drake made Kanye's playlist for that. People were like, man, he tricked him into a versus. But it was like, no, Drake made his set list. He wanted to hear them songs too. Kanye, he just played newer shit because he didn't want to go back to back with him. You know what I'm saying? But had Drake did that, we would have left with no voice.
Yeah. Already
screaming through the wire at the top of our lungs.
And you can't come to somebody else's shit and have the crowd getting more hyped at.
Exactly. You can't headline after Kanye overdo him.
Through the Wire is such a fucking emotional, like, that song is just, like, over the years, to me, it just gets better. Like, yes. I fucking love Through the Wire. Like, where he's talking, like first time I heard, like, I didn't realize, like, he was talking about, like, oh, this is what I have, like, I have to, you know, and you know, boost in the morning, and sure for lunch. It's like, you know, like, he's describing this entire experience, and it's fucking, it's amazing. That's a great song.
It's one of the best. Also on Genius, on the documentary, he is going into the dentist, and he's trying to get film when he has the wire still on his mouth. And he's saying, hey, we're going to shoot the video. Could y'all shoot this? He has the vision, and he's talking with them in the vision and having him take it off. Now, that wasn't, like, if you see it, you'll just know what the fuck went down. But it was just like, he fucking, his jaw was fucking torn off. And they show the x-rays, and they're talking about it.
The doctor all doesn't want him to do it. And he's like, no, man, film it. Because, like, exactly, yeah, right? Like, why can't I see my own shit?
The thing that I didn't, so Genius was great. I just don't understand why it wasn't released 10 years ago. That's like, after I was like, oh, they're going to keep going. And it just stops, like, after he wins all the Grammys. I'm like, yeah, that was like 2002, 2003 time frame. Like, why didn't it just get released in like 2007? You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Well, wait a minute. Well, first of all, there's stuff on there from 2018. So how could it have gotten released?
What 2018 stuff is in there?
When he talks about like going to the hospital, getting mentally, what's the name? That shit happened in like 2018.
Hold on a second. What, like, just the beginning, or did I miss episodes? Wasn't it like just two episodes and it stops at the
Grammys? Oh no, it's three.
Oh, I think I missed an episode. My bad.
I didn't see them all either. I only saw a brief little bit when I was chilling with Mark.
Yeah, I only saw the two episodes and stops when he wins all the Grammys. It doesn't go into everything else.
Yeah, so episode three is that.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, okay, so now I'm going to go. Now I actually have something to look forward to watching.
Yeah, that's cool as fuck. Honestly, I don't like the way it ends because it just, like, ends in this thing, but you can tell he stopped filming them. And then something happened with Kanye right after that, so I could tell. So something I learned was that there's Cootie, the dude that's talking, and then there's this other guy, this guy that met Kanye around the same time as Cootie did, and what he did was went and bought the domain name Kanye West. So at the time when Kanye went to buy KanyeWest.com, the dude said, I buy it from me, but I want to trade. I want to be one of the people that can film you and be a part of a documentary about your life. So the two people that have rights to his shit or this dude and the other guy. And then they got paid $30 million for that film.
Dang, that's crazy. By the way, Cootie could be the fucking next Morgan Freeman narrator.
Hilarious.
He's got a voice of narration. He's a narrating voice.
I knew Kanye was something special when I seen him. It's so easy to do a Cootie impression. It's going to be overdone.
Yes.
I knew when I saw Kanye drinking them shakes that he was going to be something special.
I first talked to Kanye, and he was a rising star, but nobody knew who he was.
Now he sounded like Forrest Gump. Now he's getting Forrest Gump. I told Kanye life was like a box of chocolates. I knew getting this film of Kanye's mom was going to be special for the future, because she was going to die.
You just do an entire stand-up set as in Cootie voice. Like, all of your jokes, all of your bits in Cootie's voice.
The first time I got my ass ate was by a dog.
Speaking of, Daddy's been wanting to talk about his booty hole being licked with you forever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I did it a long time ago. I totally forgot. I had told Fez about that. I was like, damn, I forgot to tell Mark I had my booty ate a long That's time back.
Brilliant, isn't it?
I wasn't a big fan, to be honest, but, like, only because I felt like the second it happened, I just felt like I had to wipe my ass. You know what I mean? I didn't like the wet feeling of just, like, slobbering shit down there. It, like, I don't know. Maybe I don't have the most... I got overactive tract or something.
I mean, yeah, I mean, no, a wet ass is a trigger to, like, clench your sphincter, you know?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I just want to kind of hop up and go wipe. Not that I did, you know, but just, like, I feel like that was my body's natural reaction. So
I wonder if she would have been insulted if you would have wiped right then. Hold on. Like, hold wait on a second.
Let me go get
She's like, all my good work.
There's some shit there, right?
No, but I'm about to start telling this joke. I'm going to tell it with you guys first. You know, I'm going to mix this whole words up, but it's going to be different. But, you know, I'm probably going to start with the first time I got my ass ate. It was at this girl's house, and the mattress was on the floor. And, you know, she had a doll sound. But whatever. The joke is, at the end, the dog was eating my ass, and at the end of it, she was like, why does the room smell like peanut butter? You know, or the next time I came over, why does the room smell like peanut butter? Which is hilarious, because not that my ass was getting, but one time I was smashing this chick and her dog kept coming in and, like, smelling. Has this never happened to y'all? Anybody?
Dude, I had a dog lick my balls while
exactly.
I was busy, and I'm just, game
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay, dogs, so the joke is that the first time I, like, wad him away, like, hey, whoa, ho! But then he kept doing it, and I was like, you know what, just stay there.
Just stay.
Yeah. So me and Layla, we had this cat that would fucking suckle. And it was weird, because it'd be like, and you're like, the armpit of your knee, I don't know what that's called, but, like, you'd be, like, laying there, and, like, all of a sudden you just feel like something, like, sucking right there, or in your armpit. Yeah, like, or, like, it would, like, get into the bed and do that shit. And I was like, oh, I fucking hate this cat. It was a cool cat, but it was, like,
creepy in that way.
It's creepy. It's like, cause it's like, it's a cat. It's stealthy. It's not like a dog. It just barges in. You're like, oh, the dog's in here. The cat was all fucking smooth about it. It's like a fucking panther. It's like,
popping up from under the sheets.
Yeah.
And it's getting, like, the booty hole.
Yeah. And you don't even expect it when it's about to happen. All of a sudden you hear this, like, and it's like sucking on your, it's weird. It didn't matter what body part it was, which is going to, and, like,
how much experimenting did you do?
I was like, where does cat at?
Every body part.
Yeah, have you seen that fucking gay black dude that fucking, he'll show something nasty in nature, and then he'll be like, bring me that sea urchin. Have you seen that? No. And he's all sweating.
No, that sounds funny though.
He's just like all these, or it'll be like a giraffe sucking on that pole all nasty. He's like, bring me that giraffe. You know, but he's sweating hard. It's so fucking, it's weird. But it is funny. Tyler the Creator, dogs fucking licking balls. I mean, what other, nobody gives a fuck about Ukraine anymore. No one gives a damn. We talked about gas prices.
I gotta tell you guys though, under the radar, fucking, have you guys been watching what the CDC's been releasing about COVID now?
No, what?
Oh, they're talking about the second vaccine is directly related to a lot of heart issues.
Booster?
So you got to get your first one and then your second.
Oh, the second shot.
The second shot. And the booster is also any COVID infections that come from those boosters have a lot. I don't know where I was reading that up at. It was a while ago. I was reading up on that, but maybe like 2 weeks ago. But yeah, they've been releasing under the radar all kinds of shit about which ones cause heart issues.
No shit.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
So I mean, what the fuck do we think? Rushing into some shit over something that's only killing, like, I don't know. Sorry, I know we're going back to this shit. I just think it's so fucking dumb to be like, hey, here's this shit, like car accidents, drug, everything else that we do kills us at a higher mortality rate than this fucking thing, and we're 3 years into it, still big deal in the shit. It just seems crazy.
I don't think anybody's big deal in it anymore. I think not Washington anymore. State may still be the only one that does it.
Oh, for sure.
And I mean, just look, I was
it.
Talking.
Just dropped it.
Man, I went to this cool ass art gallery to like fucking, you know, help somebody out with some shit. And our gallery was sick as fuck, and there were artists there that fucking are famous. And then there was like drummers and bass players that are fucking that were in sick ass bands, like old fucking people with money that I've seen on documentaries that I can't put names on all the way, you know. And they were badasses. And then they start talking, and then someone says like, "Yeah, but just wait till this next wave comes." I was just like, "What the fuck?" You just made me be like, this is how you guys are thinking? And then I was like, you know, like, I don't know, man. There will always be reports of something, because this type of shit has existed before, and there will be cases of it. But what is your thoughts on, so what do you think we should shut down? What do you think should be the plan towards that now on this wave that's going to be less killer, because that's how viruses work. Whatever new strain of it is always going to be weaker, because the first one is the strongest. So unless there's a whole new thing of it, right? Like, why are you talking about it as if we should get our shit out to get ready type thing? You get what I'm saying, or am I just sounding?
They sound like preppers. Basically, they're already prepping for the next wave. But you got to think of them as the people who are planning for fucking Yellowstone to blow up or the fucking economy to crash. Like, yeah, it's a great idea to prep your entire life until it doesn't happen. And then you just wasted your entire life for something without a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, in a strange way, you're kind of hoping it happens so all of your efforts can be rewarded.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
better if something does happen, so you can be like, told you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just for that moment. That's what makes shit petty, though. Like, if you think about it, if you just do things immediately when you want to, like, it's the risk takers that always get rewarded. Nobody was like, yeah, Jeff Bezos made it big because he sat back and an opportunity dropped in his lap. Or like, all of these things, all you have to do is go out and do stuff. And then I feel like most of the time we're just worried about shit. We sit back and we do nothing. And then rich people get more money.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, like, you know, like I've said it before, I'm probably like one of the few people that ever defends Bezos. I don't think he should have the money that he has. I think he should get taxed much fucking higher. I think all of us, like, hey, I just bought this building for $200 million. Oh, that's a loss. Like, no, that's a fucking net gain. That should be fucking taxed. You know what I'm saying? All of this, like, all that. But I always say this about him. It has been wonderful. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful that a person has made it so I can get stuff here in the middle of fucking nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you can be as mad as you want, but the reason why it's successful is because he's doing what people want. So, like, he wouldn't have made it without delivering a quality product or service that people liked. So, and I'm like, does, you can demonize him all you want because
he doesn't even have a product. Well, I mean, some things are obviously now Amazon Select. He does have some products, but all he did was provide a service. He provided a means to get stuff that you weren't able to get.
Exactly. And then not only did he do that, but he did it like with a high customer satisfaction rate quickly. And then he put all his money back into it. He wasn't just skimming profits immediately. He like reinvested. Like, who the fuck doesn't know Amazon or have used it or is aware of it?
Well, and here's the big thing too. Like, you know, I've always been a nerd. I've always read books a lot. And there was a time where it's like, hey, this book is out of publication, so you can't find it. So you would have to find it used someplace. So now all these people start buying all these used books, and there's books that I, you know, really wanted to, you know, like to have in my collection. Like, oh, I don't have the third book of this, and I would like that. And I was able to buy it. And it was like, hey, this is so fucking cool. And, you know, back in the day before, like, these guys realized, oh, I can make a real big fucking buck at it. People were selling the book at value. So, like, hey, it's a used book of this. It's $4. You know, like, you can buy it for $8. Now, obviously, people have realized, oh, this book is a lot of value. So you're going to get it for $100. You know what I'm saying? But there was a time where it was like, I could get books, and especially, like, you know, deployed. I was able to get all the books that I, you know, that I could, you know, there was, like, while you're deployed, if you, there's probably the most amount of reading I've ever done.
Yeah, me too. I got a Kindle because I had actually borrowed a Kindle from somebody there. Like, when, I think it was first deployment I was on, I was not familiar with what a Kindle was. And I was like, holy shit, the pages look like an actual book, you know? And he's like, yeah, man, check it out.
And they're easy on the eyes. They really are.
Easy on the eyes, and it's such a quick read when you're not flipping page. You know, you're just tapping the little thing. It's next page, next page, next page.
Yeah, and you're never really looking about, oh, how much more do I got left? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, plus, what I loved the most was you can, like, click on a word, and it'll instantly pop up the definition of the word and, like, give you it in context. And I'm like, that I loved because I'm the type of dude, when I don't understand a word, I'm like, fuck, this word's come up twice now. I don't know what it means. I need to look it up. And you could do it in a split second and continue reading.
Yes. I think that's absolutely, that's one of my favorite parts about this is, like, you get all of that and let's see what just happened.
There's something about having a real book in your hand.
I always feel like it's my one man crusade to not defend Bezos, not defend the money he has, but to defend the service that he provides.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, my thing is, I also, like, I don't feel like anybody should have that much. When you can buy, you know, just houses anywhere, when you could close people out of things because you have, like, I'm not going to pretend like I'm not aware of the fact that the man put out, like, all bookstores, basically put them out of business and then started making its own bookstores, like physical bookstores, you know? I'm like, yeah. So there's, like, obviously there's an extent to, like, he's greedy, clearly, but maybe he's doing it for his own internal reasons. Like, he's like, you know, I want to provide this service for people, but to have that much money, it's just like.
Have you heard about, so do you know who Brandon Sanderson is?
No.
So Brandon Sanderson is a fantasy author. Robert Jordan, who was a very prolific writer, right? Mm-hmm. When he died, the Wheel of Time series, which Amazon actually recently picked up to actually do a series on it. Robert Jordan died. Like, hey, we know what he wanted to say for the rest of it. He was the one that was the person that they contacted to finish off the legacy of the Wheel of Time story. So,
Bezos? Guys,
what's that?
The
family contacted Brandon Sanderson, the author.
Gotcha.
To finish off this guy's story. So that's how, like, you know, revered this dude is, right? So he put a Kickstarter on, and basically the Kickstarter is this guy on the Kickstarter, it's like at like $31 million right now.
Okay.
And he's selling the books for $10 each. So he's actually undercutting what a publication would do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stuff. So he's selling each book for $10. And his Kickstarter is at like $31 million.
No shit. So
the way that traditional publishing has always existed has always been like, hey, we're gonna pay these authors very little for their books so we can go ahead and pay like a movie star who's gonna give their autobiography $5 million up front. So they've been like, for these shitty like fucking you know, celebrity books, they get all kinds of fucking money from the publishers while they fucking they work to death these fucking actual writers.
Well, that's my take on why. So I had this.
Sorry. I was gonna say, just to continue, Bezos provided an avenue where you didn't require traditional publishing. You could be an indie writer, and he gives you 40% of your book value. So, which like compared to like 8%. So, like, actually, no, I think it's 70%. So you get 70% of the book. So if your book sells for 10, you get 7. Amazon gets 3. Where in traditional publishing, your book sells for 18, you get $1.
Yeah. No. And I mean that makes sense. But I think like, I was trying to segue this into kind of my take on like cryptocurrency. I don't know if you've seen like Biden has come out and been like, well, we need to come up with a way to tax cryptocurrency and figure out all this stuff, right? And then if you think about it, like, I actually saw this, I think it was, I don't know, it might have been Mark Senate, but Ja Rule had, like, posted this thing, and he's like, how is it that, like, any government, like the U.S. or any other government, can tax people on a currency that they don't own? And it's like...
That's like us taxing, like, the dinar.
100%. And so it's like, when you think about that, what they want to do is stop a free market. Because when people can just exchange money freely without the use of a banking system or anything else, like, then the government loses control. And I think it's interesting because, like, so many other things tie into that, like you're talking about with publishing. But now that there's these avenues that people can take where they could be like, well, here, I could just go on Fiverr and I can pay an artist to do this work for me and then send me the stuff. And there's no middleman. There is no exchange. And I think that is what the government is in fear of, because it will give so much power to people. And it's just people don't really realize that now. And the government is obviously going to try to suppress that. And then other places, like other countries, have actually adopted it. Yes. And I feel like given a long enough timeline, the first world, third world country situations are going to shift. And like, not greatly, but I believe that companies or countries that establish in crypto-friendly places are going to be like the forefront of a free marketplace, and people are going to flood there.
Yeah, I think there's a few, like, a few things where these gatekeepers still exist, like realtors. Realtors are, I still have yet to figure out what they do.
Obsolete. It's obsolete. Why do you need one?
Yeah, just put your house on the market, and then, you know, like, because an inspector is going to have to come anyways. All of the mandates that require you for to sell a house, the realtor doesn't do.
But now also, why do we have all those mandates? Like, if I want to sell somebody my house and that person's like, yeah, I'll buy it, then, like, shouldn't it be on individuals to make their own decisions? Like, I know that's why we have laws and
I think that, like, all the inspections, like, hey, you got to get a termite inspection, you got to get a foundation inspection. I think all of those are to protect the consumer. Because the person living in... Yeah, I think some of those are
required. Understand what you're saying, but look at the market right now. The market is really clear. The person that just bought my house paid a ridiculous amount of money over asking, waived all inspections, waived all appraisals and everything just to get into the home. That was legal and able to do with waivers. If you can do that anyway, why does the government have to tell me what I got to do? You know what I mean? I think I'm just, as I age, I'm more anti-government.
I don't think you're anti-government, but I think you just realize that the amount of your paycheck that goes to the government versus the amount of your paycheck that goes to you, your family, and the things that you want, it's lopsided.
Absolutely. When you consider the amount of waste that happens in the government.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah, so for example, like the cost of a home inspection, $500, I'm like, and the guy's there for 30 minutes. How is that fucking fair? How does this guy get fucking $1,000 an hour for effort? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so, for jobs that are mandated, you know, you're like, yeah. Well, I thought about, like, another example, Seattle, right? Had a raccoon problem at the house. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to trap these raccoons and then just kill them, you know, and then throw them in the garbage or whatever. And then I'm like looking on the internet. And in Seattle, you can't like trap your own raccoons or kill them or anything. Like, you have to pay somebody to come out and get rid of the raccoon for you, and it's $250 for them to like come out and trap it, and that's like to pay the city people to do it, right? Because you're not allowed. And I'm like, why can I not eliminate a rodent that is infesting my attic at my home, which I purchased? Why do I have to pay somebody to come do something, you know, like that I could easily do myself?
Yeah.
Like, I understand they're trying to generate jobs and everything, but like,
well, I think job generation is ridiculous, because if you need to generate the job, then the job shouldn't exist.
Yeah. The job, like, should be out of necessity. It should exactly come to fruition.
People should be looking for somebody to take care of that. Now, if it is something that people like, for example, like potholes on the road, like, okay, people are looking for that. It's no one's one person's responsibility. Obviously, generate that job.
And that's what I pay taxes for.
Yeah, and that's 100% you pay taxes. But for someone to be like, oh, we need to fucking, you know, this whole thought of, well, we need to protect species to keep an ecosystem and all these different things. Like, look, if you want to protect an ecosystem, get rid of businesses, get rid of roads, get rid of fucking electrical lines, get rid of homes. And if you can accept that, then you can be like, okay, let's protect this ecosystem. If you want to fucking live in a home, have a road that goes to your home, have fucking utilities that go to your home, all this different shit, then fucking don't complain about a fucking a native species disappearing, because that is the cost of civilization. We are taking over areas. And we
kind of like the vegan wearing leather, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, like oh, well, you know, like we're killing all these cows. Like, no, we're not killing all these cows. We're creating all these cows to kill. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference.
Because they're all going to die. Yeah, that's a very good fucking point, Fed. Like, no, we're not killing all these cows. We're creating all the cows to be killed.
Yeah.
They wouldn't come to exist in the first place if we didn't continue to make them that way.
Bovines would live in a small area of fucking like Europe, Euro-Asia,
right?
And you know, at some parts of Africa, and that's it. And they wouldn't be as prolific as they are now. But you fucking drive anywhere.
That's fucking crazy. I didn't even think about it. Now you have like every different kind of cow. You got this and that. And this country's known for this type of cow. Yeah.
Yeah. Those animals made themselves delicious and easily to be fucking domesticated. And in the same way, we continue their species and they continue ours.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
exactly.
But I mean, obviously.
It's the circle of life.
I mean, there's a clear, like, obvious, like, we make them live in their own shit and then murder them.
Yeah, I mean, it in a terrible way. Yeah. But, like, God damn it, we do it, boys.
Yeah, there's a better way to do it. Like, you know, some people out here, they'll have a pasture with a bull. He fucks all these cows. They calve. 27 months later, all those calves get, you know, get murdered. Some of the heifers get murdered. And that bull just keeps on fucking until he can't. Then he gets murdered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, it's pretty fucked. If we were to flip the tables and be like, all right, I need 14 children to eat. You and you get to fucking.
But I mean, just think about like if we needed to eat people, I don't know how many loads just the normal 14-year-old fucking throws in a sock. But that could fucking feed, you know, the world.
Oh, that'd keep people going for a while.
Yeah, it'd keep people going for a long time. You can raise that bitch till he's fucking like, you know, 18 years old. Reaches max potential before he starts shrinking. That's a 200 pound. That's 200 pounds of fucking food. We're wasted fucking resources here.
I mean, there's people out there that eat people. I mean, I'm not even talking about like, and are secretive about it. Like, there's that German dude that got fucking nabbed up because he was eating people, and they're like, but he was like had them signing consent forms and stuff. Like, they wanted to kill themselves and they wanted to be eaten, and they like. You can't do that. And he's like, why? Here's these consent forms. I mean, he's still in jail, but.
Yeah, people want. Yeah, I mean, but that's tough. Like, you I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, all I'm saying is people are like fucking, they're so crazy about, you know, these different things. Like, you know.
Would you try human meat? Not even if you had to. Like, just, hey, here's a chunk of human meat. Dude's dead. It was cooked anyway. Would you try it?
I think there has to be a desperation situation. Like, if I was those people in that one movie Alive, where I was like that plane crashed and we were dying, 100%, I couldn't wait. I'd be fucking rubbing my hands together like, you fucking look delicious.
Yeah, but, stay six, bitch.
But the fact that I have Twinkies on demand, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't need
to eat a person. You know what I'm saying? So the answer to that is no. I don't even really want to eat exotic animals. I just want to eat what I know is a domesticated food source. That's it.
Yeah, just keeping it classy over there. You just want shit that's been caged in a pen, given no life.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to have to fucking cook it for 4 hours to make it fucking edible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, like
it's people like, you ever tried rattlesnake? No, bro, I'm all right.
Yeah, you know, I fucking take a piece of cow, throw it in the fucking, you know, 3 minutes this side, 3 minutes that side, fucking salt, pepper, and we're good.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need to do shit to it. I salt, pepper, and it's good. If I have to cook it and it's a process, I don't want to fucking eat it.
Right. If it ain't Trader Joe's easy, I'm out.
Oh. Yeah. That's the way I live, you know. But
did we lose Mark?
I think we did. I think his phone died. So I tell you what, man, my phone is at like 5%. So let's go ahead and call it here.
Perfect. I got to go pee.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us again on another week of Redeeming Qualities. As always, I'm Fez.
And I'm Danny.
Sorry. The podcast is not how. Fuck.
Not how why is it, men why is it speak. So,
not how,
how
men speak.
Friends speak.
Thank you. Man, you know, this is one of those things like that. It just wasn't
it's a
coming
hard thing
to me.
To say.
At all.
I think if you drop the, this is the podcast. Welcome for, thank you for joining us on Redeeming Qualities, the podcast. Oh, fuck. I just did it. So yeah. If you go, thank you for listening to another episode of the Redeeming Qualities podcast. Not how men speak, but how friends speak.
How about like, we just shorten it to like men speaking like friends. Ah, I like the other way better, but that would be simpler to say. But anywho, I like it. I just sometimes fuck it up. So.
All right, then. Well, I got to pee. Peace.
All right, man. Take it easy. Later.